first we gotta go through minutes. So this public hearing of zoning board appeal to the town of Horse Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 20th day of February. Let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. To my left, we have our attorney, John Bailey, our building inspector, John Whitman. And then we have members Mike Williams, Jim Bowers, Bob Lennartz. To my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our secretary, Anna Warren Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related to your family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date. January 16th. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
Sorry.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, in the town of Orchard Park zoning ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 20th of February, 2024 at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that the site inspections for tonight's cases were made by tonight.
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full board tonight, so out of the five voting members, you're going to have three say yes and we're for it to pass. Anna, can you please read the first item on the agenda? Or only on the
ZBA file number 0424, Jessica Radon and Catherine Henry, 3385 Orchard Park Road, Zone B4, SBL number 152.20-4-1, Parter Farm Lot 16, Township 10, Range 7, requesting a review of the use variance granted on 3/18/23. ZBA file number 0403, applicant is proposing a fitness studio within this multi-tenant day spa facility. This use is unlisted in section 144-9A, schedule of use controls.
So now you can come forward, sit, stand, whatever, and then you can tell us what you plan on doing on the property.
So current space that's been there, Spot Falling Waters, has occupied the majority of the building at 3385 Orchard Park Road. I've purchased the building myself and Pat Henry, and we are current owners of Buff and Flow. We exist in the village of Orchard Park, across from Runner Cruise. So we'll be relocating the business, and the previous zoning that was done in 2003 was what you see, and we worked with the town and Dave to ask the question to move our fitness studio, which offers yoga and Pilates. And we are keeping the Spot Falling Waters there, just to be clear, and Parkland. They are downsizing their business, which is why they sold the building. So it was a private sale, which is why there was no sign out front. She was looking for a business to come in that would also be like-minded, so that we could hopefully help to keep their business going. They are greatly reduced in size and in their employees. So they are, again, are staying on the far left, and we are looking to renovate the interior to put in all the upgrades that need to be done to the building, as well create up to full code. and then also put in all of the needs for our business, which again will be relocating.
So now the board's going to ask questions.
Sure.
So Mike, we'll start with you.
So basically my only question is, it's just going to be like, I know a lot of yoga studios are, we have times here, times there, whatever, and the rest is sort of a downtime kind of thing, or is it going to be just an open for many hours?
It is more of a time thing with classes, and we sort of scale it based on when our popular time slots are for our clients. As far as being open during the day, we do have small retail. We are a Lululemon and Free People authorized retailer, currently are building out, so we're bringing that with us. There may be open during like a couple of hours that we normally aren't open now due to our setup, but mostly just class size. And it's off hours of Parkland's busy times as well as the spa's busy time. Well, I guess what were their busy times.
I have nothing.
I have no questions.
Wait.
I have no questions. Okay, yeah. Too late.
I'm just happy to see you leaving the village.
Sad to leave the village, but happy to hopefully, like I said, open another business that needs the support right now. I think they're going to need a little bit of help there.
Okay. So now I have to go to the audience. Yeah.
I know. I was wondering. I was like, oh, wow, nobody.
Yeah. So, but
we're pretty established business. I do think people have already heard the rumblings, and our staff is, yes, leave the village as well, but they're happy. Some of them are happy we're going to town. It's kind of like a one for one, actually.
So, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Grand Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grant variance? Have you received any outside
opinion? No.
Okay. So the public hearing portion of the meeting is closed for discussion.
I think it's very forward.
I agree. Okay. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make a motion for approval of the use barriers as presented. Strict application of the regulation would deprive the applicant of a reason for returning the property, as demonstrated. Well, we don't have the answer, I will skip over that one. The hardship is unique, it does not apply to a substantial portion of the district or neighborhood. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The alleged hardship was not self-created, and I move for approval.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Other
question? Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Okay.
I'm chair also, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.